It's a setting the bar story, Kelly.
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, there's a saying, buyer beware. Maybe there should be one that says, thief beware.
Oh, okay. Oh.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a pair of dolls from a yard sale that are haunted.
Oh.
You're doing okay.
Oh, that's karma. That's instant karma.
How do we know this? Because the woman whose dolls they were that were selling them in a display case that had a sign.
Oh. Okay.
Posted it on TikTok.
To the thief that stole these dolls out of the yard sale at 3 o'clock this morning, you're going to regret it. They're haunted. Had you waited till sunlight, you would have seen the sign that was under them that said, haunted dolls. If you have children, please don't buy. I put them in this glass hutch to try and contain whatever was attached to them, and it got so cold that it fogged up. No takesies, backsies. Nobody wanted them because I warned everyone and showed them the videos of what these dolls do when they're in your vicinity because they were not scared to move right in front of you. Enjoy.
She's no takesies, backsies.
No takesies, backsies. They're yours.
Yeah, wow. So she was just trying to unload them on these. And just like, hey, if you want a pair of haunted dolls, here you go.
Well, yeah, kudos to her for being transparent about that. Because a lot of people would just be like, you know, oh, nothing, so, what's wrong with the dolls? Nope, nothing. Just don't want to collect them anymore.
Right.
And, like, a lot of people would not be honest because they would probably think it would be a deterrent for most people.
So she spotted them originally on Facebook Marketplace. She went to collect them. They were left outside, which she was like, oh, all right, COVID just hit. No big whoop, right? This
right,
is
yeah,
what happens.
Contactless,
right?
Sure.
Sure. When she got him home, she spotted them moving and blinking and tried to contact the original owner. And she was going to ask her, what's the story? And yes, the original owner blocked her.
There's just disappeared.
Yep. She's deleted. She's blocked her. She doesn't. She's like gone.
Was it even a person?
Yeah, right.
That listed them.
So she claims that there is the spirit of a little girl attached to these dolls. And they promised her that they would take care of the dolls for her.
Okay.
Uh-huh. However, right, she decided to sell them after they threw a toy that almost hit her baby's heads.
Yeah, it was probably time to get rid of them.
So,
sure.
Yeah. So she was living in harmony with these haunted dolls.
Blinking and, like, waving one thing, but when they start throwing stuff, I'm out.
Yeah, throwing temper tantrums.
Yeah.
All right.
Throwing things at the baby. Yeah, I'm out.
So, yeah, maybe there should be a thief beware of what you steal. Because if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a pair of dolls from a yard sale that are haunted.
Yeah.
I mean, many people would probably say, well, that is karma coming back to get
exactly.
you.
Exactly. And maybe that's the lesson they needed yeah. to stop stealing.
Yeah, maybe. That maybe. Is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 EJX.